Hey, Fathead Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the All Out Kings, which is the collaboration project between Willie Herrera from Drew Estate and Robert Caldwell from Caldwell Cigars. We first announced it on Cigar Federation back in February when we were down in Nicaragua for the Drew Estate Cigar Safari with the Fathead crew. It was a great time, but now it's time to review the cigar that they announced then. Pretty awesome project. This cigar's got a Connecticut stock-cut sun-cured Habano wrapper, which makes sense because Drew Estate tends to like that Connecticut stock-cut wrapper for the Maduro offering. It's got a Indonesian Sumatra binder, and then it's got some Jalapa Viso, some Esteli Viso, that's going to give it a lot of bite, and then a Dominican C98 Seiko and Connecticut Broadleaf Lajero. So this cigar is probably going to have a lot of body to it with that Connecticut Broadleaf Lajero and that Esteli Viso. They're available in 20-count boxes. They're going to come in four sizes. So the Smash, which is a 5x52, Give Me Your Lunch Money, which is kind of funny, 5¾ by 46. I'm probably going to be gravitating towards that. Forever Last, which is a 6.5x54, and the Fourth Pose, which is a 6x54 Torpedo. Now, we're smoking a pre-release sample today, which is the Fourth Pose, 6x54. I'm a big fan of the Torpedo Vitola. Not normally a big fan of anything over 52 ring gauge, but I suspect this cigar will probably probably win me over. So now that we've talked about the particulars, let's get down to the nosing here. It's got that wonderful Habano, sort of spicy, leathery nose to it. A little bit of dry wood underneath that, quite light. In the foot, it's got some very subtle baking spices. That's about it. I'm surprised the nose is as light as it is, actually. Now, again, this is a pre-release sample, so you got to kind of take this review with a grain of salt. But let's get cracking here. I'm excited to review. Now, normally I would use a single torch lighter. With the 54 ring gauge, I'm going to use my triple torch. This is the Zycar Trezzo. It's a pointed torch, so the three flames in this are pointed to a needle-like edge, which gives you a lot more precise control over the flame. So instead of having three giant jets just spreading all over the place, this gives you a little bit more accuracy. So we're gonna pre-light with that and get started here. Now, normally I would use a V-cutter. That's sort of my typical jam, but because we're dealing with a torpedo here, I want to be a little bit more careful. You don't need to take very much off a torpedo. Like, you know, literally half your pinky width off a torpedo is really, like, much, much less than what people think. So we're just going to take a little bit here. And, of course, remember, you can always cut twice, but if you take too much, you can't take that cut back. So just a tiny little cut off that. No surprises, producing tons of smoke. Pretty consistent with a lot of Drew Estate cigars. Initial impressions are quite soft and subtle. A little bit of sweetness, maybe a little bit of spice, sort of delayed hit to the tongue, very tip of the tongue. A little bit of woody aspect to it. We'll check out the retrohale here. Retrohale's got kind of a nice honey sweetness to it, not overpowering, very balanced. We've got a lot of cigar to go here, probably an hour and 45 minutes smoking time on a cigar this big. I'll check back in, see how it goes. So we really just kicked off the review here, and already there's some flavor profile changes. The sweetness has kind of evolved already to this sort of clover sweetness. What I mean by that is, you know, when you smell a very sweet clover, so I'm getting kind of a little bit of chlorophyll mixed in with that sweetness. It's a very interesting start to the first third. Like I said, we've got a lot of cigar to go here, so there's, I'm sure, going to be a lot of flavor profile changes. So this first third continues to evolve quite rapidly. I'm getting a chocolate, like a light plus chocolate here, mixed in with a hint of espresso together, adding tons of wonderful body, just accenting that sweetness and all kind of blending together. Very good start. We're just coming up on the 20-minute mark here, and there's a flavor profile, flavor combination here. I recognize it. I've smoked in a lot of Caldwell cigars. I can't really describe it. It's like a combination of sweetness and spices, but not spices in the sense of heat, spices in the sense of complex baking spices. And like I said, that's a flavor profile that I know very well because I've tasted in a lot of Caldwell's blends, and it's definitely present here. So I think if you're a big fan of a lot of the Caldwell blended cigars, this is probably going to be a big hit for you. Just passing the 40-minute mark, winding down the first third, getting into the middle third here. Profile's really sort of become this chocolate and spice combination. Very desserty. This cigar is very in the medium, maybe medium plus category, which I guess makes sense. You know, you think about some of the cigars that Willie Herrera has blended, you think about the cigars that Caldwell blends, they're sort of very in the medium strength, medium plus body category. So I think this cigar is very approachable. Enjoying it for sure. I'm looking forward to seeing what takes place in the middle third here. Coming up on the 50-minute mark, and there's a little bit of cedar coming into the mix here. The retrohale's got some spices, like some actual heat to it. But again, firmly in the medium level, it's nothing that's going to blow your head off. It just adds to the complexity in the body here. It's all sort of very coming together here with a little bit of creaminess underneath everything. At the halfway point of the All Out Kings, and I would really describe this as if a Herrera Esteli Lonsdale and a King Is Dead from Caldwell had a love child, which I guess they kind of did, that would describe this cigar pretty eloquently in my mind. It's really a merger of the two flavor profiles. It's quite enjoyable. I think it's going to appeal to a lot of people because, again, it's not really in your face. It's blended for a lot of flavor, and it's definitely delivering it. This is a cigar you could probably smoke on a daily basis. So I'm probably about 30 to 35 minutes left. I'm sitting at the 1 hour mark right now, and we'll check back in as the cigar sort of transitions into the last third here. Hour and 15 minute mark, getting to the last third. It's kind of a chocolatey earth with a little bit of sour note going into the last third here. We'll see if that continues for the last third or whether it establishes itself as a different profile. We've probably got another 15, 20 minutes of smoking time here. Hitting the hour and a half mark, and the All Out Kings is still delivering lots of really good flavors here. Getting a chocolatey cedar combination with a little bit of hints of spice there. Still, again, probably have another 15 minutes of cigar smoking here, so we'll see if there's any other profile changes in here in the last third. Almost at the midpoint of the last third here, and there's some pepper developing. I wouldn't describe it as overpowering. It's, again, everything I think in this cigar hits about that medium strength level. So the pepper's just kind of rounding out that chocolate, rounding out a little bit of that earthiness, just kind of bringing everything together. Wrapping up the review of the pre-release of the All Out Kings, the collaboration between Willie Herrera and Robert Caldwell, I think this cigar is going to appeal to a lot of people. It's got a lot of flavor there, firmly in the middle category for body. I think it's got a lot to offer. I think this is going to rank in the either high five-pack or box split category for me. Appreciate everyone who's checked out this review at Cigar Federation. Make sure to give us an up, thumbs up, vote, up arrow. Subscribe to our content. We've got weekly videos. We've got reviews. We've got shows. Appreciate you tuning in. Check out the written review. We'll have that posted on Monday. It's going to be a group review, so that'll be interesting to check it out. And we'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.